The first resort casino in Massachusetts, MGM Springfield, continues to struggle with keeping minors away from the gaming floor. From the day it opened last August, MGM executives have had to address the problem of people under the legal gambling age of 21 getting onto the casino floor and, in some instances, betting. In the most recent quarterly report to the Massachusetts Gaming Commission, MGM reported a spike in people underage found on the gaming floor in the month of December. There were 64 minors discovered in the gaming area and 15 more who were found to be actually gambling.
To be clear, our goal is zero on both columns, but to be realistic, I think the most important goal is obviously preventing minors from gaming. And that's something we work on very hard.
MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis attributed the December numbers, which were considerably higher than in both October and November, to stepped-up surveillance and enforcement.
Also, family programming. We did a tree lighting, ice skating rink, and we just had more families that were going through the facility. And if they stepped into the floor, that constituted being in the gaming area, even if they didn't actually intend to game.
He said most of the minors who were found to be gambling in December were at slot machines.
Very rare to happen on table games, and when it happens, it's dealt with very seriously on our end.
Mathis said the porous design of the casino makes it easier for minors to sneak onto the gambling floor. The resort casino has 15 separate entrances and exits intended to promote pedestrian flow into downtown Springfield. The complex includes amenities promoted as family-friendly, including a multi-screen movie theater, ice skating rink, and a food market. Shortly after the problem with minors was noticed, MGM in September announced new policies. No unattended minors are allowed in the complex at any time, and after midnight, only people 21 and older, or hotel guests, are allowed anywhere on the premises. Security officers are now instructed to check the IDs of anyone who looks younger than 30. To avoid repeatedly being asked to produce an ID as they move around the gaming floor, patrons can request to have their hands stamped, according to Seth Stratton, MGM Springfield's general counsel.
We change them out, so we have a number of them, so you can't, figure out what the stamp is and replicate it. So every day there's a different stamp, and the security officers, I think we have a total of about 14 or 16 that we rotate through.
Okay.
So that they don't, once they've been carded, they can show the hand stamp we recognize and we don't have to ask them again.
Gaming Commission Executive Director Edward Bedrosian said each instance of a minor being discovered in the gaming area or gambling at the MGM Casino is investigated by the Commission's Enforcement Division.
But we do recognize the porous nature of the property. On the flip side, we want to make sure that our licensee does everything they literally can do to prevent this, because this is a serious issue for a lot of folks, including the Commission and other stakeholders.
To clear up any confusion about the legal gambling age in Massachusetts casinos, a large sign reading Casino 21 Plus has been installed at the entrance from the self-parking garage. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.